The path to a lunar economy seems to be going through Colorado. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Colorado's Front Range is home to a bunch of the state's big cities, like Denver, Boulder, and Colorado Springs. And the region has the densest concentration of space industry workers in the country. That's in part because of Colorado's long history with military aerospace development, which has helped seed a thriving space startup scene. In the last decade, commercial rocket companies like SpaceX have dramatically brought down the cost of going into space, like by as much as 90%. And that's meant brand new opportunities for small, niche companies that want in on this emerging market, as Colorado Public Radio's Dan Boyce reports.
Not too many Coloradans have spent an afternoon lounging at Crater Beach in the city of Arvada. That's probably because it's inside a warehouse, filled with about 30 tons of sand and artificial boulders. On this day, a mini lunar rover about the size of a shoebox rolls around the fake beach. It's testing autopilot software and was developed by a space startup called Lunar Outpost. 30-year-old Justin Cyrus is the CEO. His career started with commercial space giant Lockheed Martin.
But I wanted to be in an area of space where we can innovate more and move a little bit quicker.
Lunar Outpost has about 70 employees, and it's one of many small companies competing for a slice of the industry. Bob Cohn is the chair of the Colorado Space Business Roundtable.
To me, it's a renaissance in space right now.
He's been in the field for more than three decades.
I have never witnessed the confluence of really positive effects for an industry, in this case aerospace, like I have in the last 5 to 10 years.
Take Colorado Springs, where there's a tech incubator called the Catalyst Campus. It connects companies with federal space defense contracts. Dawn Conley runs the incubator. She says the days of looking only to big companies are over.
The reliance on the space domain, especially how the military conducts some of their business, has evolved and is very important and progressive.
Cheap rocket launches have been a boon for all sorts of technologies in orbit. Satellites, military space warfare, all of that. And now we're on the cusp of seeing this trend stretch beyond Earth's orbit. That's exactly where Lunar Outpost wants in, says Justin Cyrus.
And where we ended up is industrial robotics for extreme environments.
Like moon rovers. In November, Lunar Outpost hopes to have one of its full-size vehicles crawl off a lander on the lunar South Pole. If successful, it'll be the first commercial project of its kind. The rover's main mission will be to test a Nokia 4G cell tower. The rover itself has cost tens of millions of dollars. It may sound like a lot, but Cyrus says compare that to previous NASA rovers, which cost billions.
If you're willing to accept an 80% chance of success, you can send dozens of rovers, dozens.
He says as a startup, his company can try and fail.
That was reporter Dan Boyce at Colorado Public Radio. In addition to various private space enterprises, many commercial space companies are also contracting with the government as part of NASA's Artemis missions, the ultimate goal of which is to send humans to the moon again and set up a permanent research base. Last summer, my colleague Kimberly Adams spoke to Peter Gerritsen, co-author of Scramble for the Skies, the great power competition to control the resources of outer space. They discussed what a U.S.-led lunar economy could look like. And on Marketplace podcast Make Me Smart, his co-author, Namrata Goswami, said the space economy is already worth about $400 billion and expected to shoot up to about $1 trillion by the year 2030. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.